Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted on KNSS and John Whitmer. Please bring in our special guest.
Sure. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach last week won a preliminary injunction halting implementation of the Biden administration's Title IX transgender regulations. The regulations would have required public schools to allow biological males who identify as females to shower with biological girls in locker rooms. It also would have required public schools and universities to allow biological males who identify as girls to compete in girls' sports. So that this is how radical the rule would have been. With us now to kind of update us on the case is Attorney General Kobach. General, thank you for joining us this morning. Pleasure to have you with us.
My pleasure. Great to be with you.
General, this under the final rule, you know, boys simply would need to claim to identify as female to gain access to showers, dressing rooms, and locker rooms. You argued the case back in June. You won the injunction. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we pointed out, and the judge in the federal district court, actually in Wichita, agreed that the regulation that the Biden administration is trying to force upon the country would have not only violated the text of Title IX, which is the statute Congress passed in 1972 and 1974 to protect women in education and to protect women's sports. It would have violated the law, but it also would have violated students' First Amendment rights. If a person is a person of faith and doesn't want to use a pronoun that doesn't refer to someone's biological sex or wants to simply say that he or she believes that there are only two sexes, those statements could have been considered harassment and a basis for expelling the person from school or from the university. So it violated the statute, it violates the First Amendment, and it even violates the spending power of Congress, which, you know, Congress can say to the states, here's some money, you can have it if you do this and that. But an agency can't change the terms of the deal and say, well, Congress didn't speak, but I'm going to change the terms of the deal, this executive branch official, and here's what the new deal is. So the judge agreed that it was illegal on all of those grounds. We're very pleased that the schools of Kansas are now protected from this radical rule.
That pronoun issue, the free speech element to this, is really the one that I found shuddering on this, because it impacts, I mean, someone could be, you know, in some cases it could be prosecuted in some states, but you could be, you know, kicked out of college, lose your scholarship, all because you don't understand. And when there are, in some states, I've seen upwards of 96 pronouns that people can choose, and people are changing their pronouns on a daily basis. And if I don't know what your pronouns are, how can I misgender you? And yet someone could be kicked out of college for that.
Yeah, it's really shocking. And the other thing is, of course, the Biden administration was changing the rules and then going straight to the colleges and straight to the school boards and saying, OK, here's how you have to do it. And it would have been a complete nightmare. Students wouldn't know when they were violating the rules and when they weren't. Any trans student could just file a protest with either the K-12 school or with the university official saying that the person is being sexually harassed because sex is now defined as gender identity. It just would have been a huge mess, and it would have violated kids' rights. You know, remember, Title IX was all about protecting young ladies and women in schools and universities, and this regulation would have changed all that. But, you know, we've won in district court. We're pretty certain the Biden administration is about to appeal the case. So we're going to keep on fighting to make sure that this regulation never becomes reality in Kansas.
We're talking with Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach this morning here on KNSS. Another battle against the Biden administration. Kansas got a preliminary injunction involving the student loan cancellation process that President Biden wants to implement. Tell us about the goings-on on this and the latest on this process.
Yeah, so Kansas got an injunction stopping the student loan process, the student loan cancellation process, which was Biden's second round of student loan forgiveness after the Supreme Court told him the first time last year in 2023, no, you can't do that. You don't have the power under the higher, under there. There was the HEROES Act, which was an act passed after 9/11. And this time he said, well, the Higher Education Act maybe gives me the power. And of course it doesn't. And the Supreme Court said that only Congress can authorize the executive branch to forgive student loans. And it's massive. It's $475 billion. And, you know, that is something that doesn't make the loan disappear. It just transfers the debt.
Right.
It takes the debt from the borrower and puts it on the shoulders of American taxpayers, people who chose not to go to college, people who couldn't afford to go to college or who worked their way through. So it's, you know, it's unfair. And I think anyone listening can understand why it's unfair, but it's also illegal for multiple reasons. In that case, the U.S. Department of Justice has filed their appeal. So, and they've sought a stay of the injunction in the 10th Circuit. And the 10th Circuit, actually, without writing any opinion explaining it, granted their stay, meaning they've allowed the Biden administration to proceed, but we are rapidly appealing to the Supreme Court. So I'm confident that we will win at the end of the day, as we did in district court, but it's that case is moving up very quickly.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is there a timetable on getting that before the Supreme Court?
Well, the petition is already in front of them. The U.S. government, the Biden administration will have a chance to explain their side of the story through their brief, but it could be in front of the court within a month or two, depending on how quickly the court chooses to act. Or they could actually act without any oral argument, just to act on the briefs, and we're hoping the court will do that.
You know, General, this whole case, the whole situation, I find so hypocritical because the president and his allies in the media have, for the last, well, really for the last few years, they've been emphasizing the whole, you know, above the law, law and order, and really chastising former President Trump. And yet here Joe Biden has been going around the country touting how he beat the Supreme Court and he's defying the Supreme Court. It really is hypocritical in so many ways.
It's so hypocritical. And, you know, these are two perfect examples of how the executive branch under Joe Biden has attempted to go around the law. The text of the federal law regarding student loans and regarding what Title IX means, protecting girls in education, the text is crystal clear.
Right.
And he has said, I don't care what the text of the law is because I can't get my policies through Congress.
Exactly.
I'm going to order my executive agencies to do it. That is authoritarian. That is anti-democratic when the people's representatives cannot speak. But yet he and that is also ignoring the law. But he says, you know, the opposite, that he's standing for the rule of law when in fact he is not.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate you being with us.
My pleasure.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.